You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we are back at it again. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are praying. That's what we're doing. We're praying. Hallelujah. We're seeking the Lord God. I am Mika, and you are blessed. And thank you for joining me in this time of faith, of rushing to boldly to the throne of grace, submitting our petitions unto the Lord, and even more, positioning ourselves as a living sacrifice unto Him, to hear from our Father who art in heaven. Scripture speaks about seeking God while He may be found. And Lord God, right now we are seeking You, trusting and knowing that we are finding You, that we are cleaving to You in this hour, that everything that we've been holding on to ever so tightly, and everyone and every care and every worry and every concern and every situation, Lord God, we let it go in order to cleave to You. And we just thank You for the reminder right now of cleaving to You. Cleaving to You and not even our feelings. Cleaving to You and not even our emotions. Cleaving to You, O God, and not our own way of understanding. We're cleaving to You. May in this hour we get to know You better. May we become more familiar with You, O God, and not all the things that's happening in and around our life. We're cleaving to You and not even our dreams. We're cleaving to You, O God, and trusting You with our dreams, and trusting You with our desires, and trusting You to make it right, and trusting You to make it better, and trusting You to fix, hallelujah, the problems, and trusting You to resolve the issues, and we're trusting You to turn it around in our favor, and we're cleaving to You and trusting You, hallelujah, to avenge us, and we're trusting You to fight this battle and fight our battles and fight the physical battle and fight the health battle. Come on, Reshataya, and fight the financial battle and fight the job battle and fight, hallelujah, the internal battle and fight the mental battles and fight, oh God, You are fighting. Hallelujah. Scripture says, hallelujah. I thank You. I thank You. Even just right now, real fast, we've already started praying. Come on, say we're already in the spirit. Scripture says in Exodus 14:14, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. I thank You, Holy Spirit, that You are telling us today that You are fighting for us, that You are fighting, hallelujah, the battles, hallelujah, in our ministry, the battles, amen, come on, the spiritual battles, ministry battles, the business battles, the job seeking battles, thank You, oh God, the familial battles, the we're cleaving to You as You fight in war on our behalf, the battles with our children and the battles within our marriage and the battles with our spouses, we're cleaving to You, oh God. We're cleaving to You on this day and in this hour and in this now. So we just thank You, oh God, for receiving us in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm stepping back and I'm letting the Lord. I'm stepping back and I'm letting the Lord fight this battle. I'm holding my peace and I'm letting the Lord speak on my behalf. Even if it takes a little bit of, even if it feels like it's not happening as fast as we would like, amen. I hear the Lord saying, it's happening fast. We just can't detect it. It's happening so fast for some of us, one of us, I don't know. Receive it, check it into the Spirit, and let the Holy Spirit speak back to you. But it's happening so fast for some of us, one of us, two of us, three of us, 100 of us, I don't know, that it's so fast that we don't even see it. We don't even see it. We can't even detect it because it's faster than the speed of light. Come on, somebody. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Thank you, Lord. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence right now. We thank you for making us sensitive to your presence, oh God. Where we are right now, Lord God, we give you our full attention. We are acknowledging you. We are humbling ourselves, oh God. You are very real, God. And so, Lord God, help us to understand and to know how real and what it is to walk with you, being a very real help, a very real presence, a very real voice, a very real report, amen, a very real truth that you speak, no matter what it looks like, God, no matter what it sounds like. Let us cleave, the Lord God, and hold on to your truth. And hold on, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And hold on. May we hold on to, Heavenly Father, the words of promise and the words of relief and the words of health, in the words of help that you are speaking to us, in the words of turnaround that you are speaking to us right now, oh God, and in this time, oh God, and in this season, oh God, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, for the words of encouragement and the words, Lord God, that edify, and the words of life, oh God, and the words of restoration that you are speaking to us right now, oh God, in the words, oh God, of it is well, hallelujah, in the words of healing, oh God, that you are doing by your grace, your miraculous healing to our bodies, oh God, and even healing in places and in ways that man says is impossible. We thank you for words that the impossible that we see, think, know, and have just even discounted unknowingly. We thank you for the words of possibility. Ooh, Shandaya! We thank you for the words of all things possible. We thank you, oh God, for the words of life, that you are a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Thank you for being a friend to us, oh God. And thank you, hallelujah, Lord God, for that we are part of your family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the words of the secret things, because of our getting, pressing in close to you, oh God. We want to hear from you regarding the matter. We want to hear from you. So may we get quiet, and may we surrender where we need to surrender, and may we submit where we need to submit, and may we trust, hallelujah. Show us the areas where we're really not trusting, and maybe we're not even aware that we're not trusting. Start to point out those areas, oh God. May we draw closer to you, oh God, as you draw near to us and closer to us, oh God. What we need in this season, hallelujah, is a closer, more intimate encounter in relating with you, oh God. You are a God. I thank you that today you're reminding us that you are a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. that you are a God, that all things are possible. That you are a God, it's nothing. Somebody said, there's nothing too hard for you. Ah, yes, Lord, it's nothing too hard for you. And so right here, right now, oh God, we worship, hallelujah, you. We worship the Alpha and Omega. We worship the great I am. We worship, hallelujah, the beginning and end. We worship you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are a very real provider. We thank you, oh God, that as we are in this time of worshiping you in spirit and truth, that this is a faith time. It's requiring our faith right now. You're very real. You're very real than the conversations that we have with the people today, oh God. You're very real. You're more real than when we look in the mirror and see ourselves. May we start to have a very real experiences with you, Heavenly Father. May we begin to have very real conversations with you. More real. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you that we are able to sit at your feet right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm reminded when Jesus was in his ministry on this earth and how the multitude would follow him and just sit at his feet and listen, hallelujah, to his teachings, and was marveled and amazed by his teachings, one who spoke with authority. And I thank you, oh God, as we are sitting at your feet, thank you for teaching us what it is to walk in the power and the authority that you have given us. You gave us power and authority. Power to speak, hallelujah, life. You gave us power and authority, oh God, to speak life over our children and speak life over our families and speak life over the matters and speak life over our health and speak life. Come on, I think what the Holy Spirit is saying right now is we need to start speaking life and not reiterating what we are seeing, not echoing. Oh, there we go. We need to start echoing what heaven is saying and not what the earthly, the fleshly, come on, the carnal is saying. Oh, Jesus! I just heard the Holy Spirit. Not echoing what fear is saying. Not echoing what the trauma is saying. Not echoing what the rejection is saying. Not echoing, hallelujah, what the feelings are saying. Amen. Not echoing what the hurt is saying. Not echoing with what people are saying or have said, and it's made an impression on us, whether or not we know it. Not even echoing what time is saying. Amen. Come on, somebody. So it's like I can hear I'm running out of time. I don't have time, or I'm past my time. And no, we're echoing what heaven is saying. What the one who is Lord over time is saying. What we're echoing, let's echo what our Lord and Savior is saying. Ah, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Thank you, Jesus. To be overcome, by your presence, Lord. We want more of your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let us not grieve the Holy Spirit because of our pride and because of narcissism and because of ego. Let us not grieve the Holy Spirit because we're not trusting in God, but rather we're leaning on our own understanding. Let us flow. I pray that we flow with the Spirit of God, and we flow in the Spirit of God. And Lord God, wherever we are rigid and calloused from life, oh God, I pray that you will tend to those areas and begin to soften us, oh God, and make us pliable, oh God, and massage us, oh God, and massage us to forgive, and massage us into forgiveness, oh God, and massaging us into having eyes to see and ears to hear, and massaging the plank out of our eyes, that we may be able to see, oh God, more like you and conform into you. Massage, oh God, massage the hurt out. Massage, oh God, us into healing. Massage us, oh God, into emotional healing, heart healing, relational healing, soul healing, spirit healing. Oh, massage our finances, oh God, and cause them to be fruitful and multiply as you cause us to be fruitful and multiply. God, I just say thank you. Massage our minds. You know, I just saw like when we massage our own, like our temples, or someone's giving us a massage. And I thank you for massaging our minds, that massaging our thought life. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Thank you, oh God. Apostle Paul talks about us having the mind of Christ. Massage our minds, oh God. That massage our thought life, oh God. Ooh, Jesus, where is our thought life dead and is in desperate need of your resurrecting power, resuscitation, and bringing our thought life into life and out of the grave place? Oh Lord, hallelujah, help us. We need help in our thought life. Hallelujah. Lord God, your scripture says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We need help with how we are thinking, oh God. Ayashataya. We need help, oh God. We have some thinking issues. Ooh, I just heard the Holy Spirit. We have some stinking thinking issues. Ah, Lord God, we need help, Rebo Shanda, with our thinking, Lord God. Cause our thought life to smell sweet and savory and wonderful. And let our thought life have a pleasant aroma, even an aroma, Lord God, that you find well pleasing. A thought life of faith, a thought life of all things are possible. Jesus. And it's a teaching that only the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, only by way of the Holy Spirit can bring us into such a, by your grace, into such a grace. Thank you, oh God, into such a mercy. Thank you, oh God. We thank you today. We thank you today. We thank you today. We thank you today. I hear the Lord. I hear the Holy Spirit. We thank you today of having a thought life of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, a thankful being. Let us be a thankful station, a thankful place. That you, when you turn us on, come on, you know how you turn to a channel and you know what that channel, the news, this is the news channel. This is the music channel. This is the comedy channel. This is the reality channel. Oh, this is the game show channel. Come on, somebody. When you turn to you and I, this is the gratitude channel. This is the joy channel. Come on. Hallelujah. How are we known? This is the rejoicing channel. This is the faith channel. Come on, somebody. This is the all things possible channel. Somebody say, I am the all things possible channel. This is the heaven on earth channel. Mm-hmm. That's who we are. Amen. May we be. 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 May we be peace. May we be patience. May we be joy. May we be faith. Oh, Yeshataya. May we be. Come on, love. How can we be? By sitting at the Lord's feet, by being constantly in the place of being washed and drenched and rinsed in the Holy Spirit. Come on, Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. It's just impressed upon my spirit that the Lord is sharing with some of us to just enter a place of thank you, Lord. Thank you. Even if I don't understand. Just because I don't understand doesn't mean that I'm not going to say thank you. Oh, Jesus. Just because I don't know doesn't mean I'm going to stop saying thank you. Just because it doesn't make sense to me doesn't mean I will not allow the enemy to rob me of my thank you, of my joy, of my peace. Just because I'm seeing the storm, I will not allow the enemy to take my thank you, Jesus, to take my it is well, to take my all things are possible with God. I will not stop saying thank you, God. We will not stop saying thank you, Lord. Just because I'm in a little bit more doubt than I would like. I'm experiencing a little bit more unbelief than I would like. I'm not going to stop saying thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, O faithful one. Thank you, Jesus. Just because, hallelujah, just because my humanness is a little bit higher, come on, or a lot of bit higher than my heavenliness, I will not stop saying thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. There's a power. It's something that the Holy Spirit is trying to reveal to us in this place of thank you. Ah, Shandobos. The keys that's in this place of thank you. The access that's in this place of thank you. The breakthrough that's in this place of thank you. Amen. The perspective that comes in this place of thank you. The light that breaks forth in the midst of, that disrupts the darkness from this place of thank you. Ah, the peace that erupts from this place of thank you. There's more to this thank you, amen, that is revealed, hallelujah, to our carnal selves, hallelujah, to our earthly selves, to our physical selves, to our natural selves, hallelujah. Jesus, I thank you for the revelation that starts to come from this place of thank you. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God reminded me, the Holy Spirit reminded me of the access that came, hallelujah, and the perspective that came, and the aligning with the good report that came to two out of the 12 spies who were asked to go and spy out the land that God had already, that God was giving them. That was theirs. That they came back, two of them came back in aligning themselves and aligned themselves with the good report that God gave and aligned themselves in agreement with the Lord. And I hear the Lord saying for some of us, and sometimes we just get into that place of thank you, no matter what it looks like. Thank you. No matter what it sounds like, thank you. No matter what it feels like, thank you. No matter, hallelujah, the report, thank you. That as we're in this place of thank you, there's things that are happening. There's things that even cannot happen. Amen. Because we are in the place. I just even see it like being oily. Amen, and being well moisturized and being hydrated, an anointing that comes, that's released in this place of thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just stay here, amen, for a second? Can we stay here for a second and say thank you? Can we put a couple of thank yous? I want to put a couple of thank yous on. Okay, this is the Holy Spirit. I don't know. Do you guys remember Layaway, where you can put a little down payment and put your stuff away, and it's the security of this is mine, and I'm going to get it as soon as I'm able to pay the fullness of? We need to put a down payment on some things. Not down payment is a thank you. Put a down payment of a thank you on your marriage. Put a down payment of thank you, amen, hallelujah, on your believing marriage. Put a down payment of thank you on your health. Put a down payment, amen, of thank you. Come on, somebody, hallelujah, on your home. Put a down payment of thank you. Of in that troubled place that is turning around. This thing is turning around in my favor. We're putting a down payment of thank you today. It's only the Holy Spirit. It's only the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Somebody say thank you. Thank you. I thank you right now for fighting my battles. I thank you for fighting this battle, Lord. We thank you for fighting this battle. Thank you. A thank you, just a thank you, even if I don't feel it happening, I don't see it happening, I don't see, amen, the 1-2 punch you doing. But my thank you says I trust what you say, and my thank you says that you are able. And my thank you says that you're not a man that you shall lie. And my thank you says that this may be too hard for me, but it's not for you. And my thank you says you hear me in this place. Amen. And our thank you says you taking these ashes and giving me beauty. And our thank you is saying that you're taking this mourning place and giving me joy. Yes, Lord. And I thank you in the waiting, hallelujah, that it helped me and pour out anointing and give me a grace to wait in such a way that I don't even realize I'm waiting. And before you know it, I'm reminded right now of Jacob. See, Jacob, some of us, we know the story. Mm-hmm. God, when God showed up to Moses, he said, and telling Moses to go and let his people go. He said, who do I say that, who do I say? Moses says, who do I say sent me, right? And he's just referring to himself and he said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. And so Jacob is Abraham's grandson. And Jacob, he stole the birthright from his older brother, and his older brother now wants to kill him, and he flees to his mother's native land, and there his uncle does a little trickery, amen, and he tricks him into marrying his older daughter first when Jacob had eyes on his younger daughter, and so he had to work another 7 years. Turn to Genesis and read it for yourself, but he had to work another 7 years. So he worked the 7 years. He agreed to work 7 years for Rachel, and then he was tricked, and he worked another 7 years that he could have her. And those 7 years was just like a day, like a couple of days. It was nothing. It was nothing. It was nothing. It was nothing. Right? And I just pray that while we stand in our thank you, amen, the waiting becomes nothing. And before we know it, it's like we're in the manifestation of the blessing. And I even thank you, Lord, that in some places God is consuming some of the wait time and expediting and speeding it up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so we just thank you that in some areas, in some places, just the same way that you can request a overnight delivery. And look, literally, I look in my Bible, and I think I shared this with you guys, but God, whatever word that I believe that the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, then he'll show it to me. Like it'll be projected on something that my natural eyes can see. And I'm literally looking down, and the only word that I see is fast. And so I hear the Lord saying, for some of us, one of us, all of us, I don't know, take it to the spirits. Let the Lord speak to you and confirm, but it's happening fast. And he's telling some of us to hold fast. I got it. Hold fast. Hold fast. Oh, thank you, Lord. I can feel the weight of the Holy Spirit in this place. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us what it is and how to walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Amen. In sitting with the Lord and being with the Lord, hallelujah, it is there. God gives us vision. God gives us a promise. He gives us dreams. He speaks to us and causes us to see. Amen. But it's a seeing that it's nowhere on the earth at that moment when he's showing it to you. And he's showing us what is to come, what will be, right? And it's for us in that moment to choose. Do we choose what God is showing us, or do we choose to see and pay attention to that which we are seeing right now on earth? Amen. Mm-hmm. I want to read, even speaking of Jacob's grandfather, Abraham, I want to read. Thank you, Lord. Let's see. In Romans chapter 4, verse 13 will start. And it says, for the promise that he should be heir of the world. We're talking about Abraham. And Abraham was given this promise when he was still Abram and had no idea of an identity change and no idea of the possibilities. But God came and revealed to him the possibilities. Who are we going to believe? Who are we going to believe? And so God showed up. Amen. Adonai showed up and spoke promise and showing him of him being the father of many nations when he did not see that. God, thank you so much. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise of made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So faith, amen, we are justified by faith, through faith, hallelujah, not the doings of. We are justified by God's grace. Amen. I guess somebody needed to hear that part. Hallelujah. And then through faith, we just walk out what God, we walk out what God is, obediently. We walk out. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And so as Abraham obediently walked out God's word, let's read verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. He calleth those things that be not as though they were. He called Abram. He called and spoke to Abram from the place of being Abraham, when Abraham had no idea that he was about to become Abraham. Ooh, does that make sense? Oh, so God will speak to you, amen, and speak to us about a thing when there's no evidence, there's no clue, there's no remnants. And then, matter of fact, we'd be like, there's no way. Who we gonna believe? Who we gonna agree with? Verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Who against hope believed in hope. Ooh. Sometimes that decision feels a little bit hard. Amen. To be against hope, but believe in hope. And it's hard because, not because it's hard, but in that place, there's a dying of self and there's a dying of some of our native ways. Hallelujah, that's required. There's a dying of some of our natural responses and our, like, go-tos. And so in that place, it might be a little bit of a wrestling until we fully grab hope to, I'm believing in hope, even though I'm staring at things that speak no hope. Ooh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. In verse 19, and being not weak in faith, why was he not weak in faith? Because he considered not his own body now dead. Mm-hmm. Faith, well, we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. So his sight on earth saw a very now dead old body. Mm-hmm. A very old body. He was about 100. He was 100 when and Sarah was 90 when they birthed Isaac. Hallelujah. This is a now dead. This is an impossible. Oh God, thank you for your resurrecting power. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. So what parts of us, oh God, needs to come up under subjection to get into this truth and be agreeing with the truth of all things are possible, to speak the truth, hallelujah, and not reflect the lie. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. What causes us to stagger? What causes us, our faith to weaken? What causes us unbelief to enter in, considering the things? Looking to and left and right, to and fro, and considering all the natural details of the things. Considering the reality of the things, hallelujah, the earthly reality, when the reality of the realities is the truth that heaven is speaking. That's the reality of the realities. May the heaven reality overtake the earthly reality. Come on, somebody. Let my heavenly reality overtake and consume this earthly reality. Yep, this is the truth. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. There's something when we stand in this place of thank you, giving, saying thank you. I hear you, Holy Spirit. It's giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. That Abraham was fully persuaded. So that tells me what? That I must refrain from considering all those that I'm seeing with my and detecting with my natural senses, my five senses. Hallelujah. I gotta use my spirit sense. I need to stand in this place of I need to be given more glory, more glory, more glory, more glory, more thank you, Lord, more seeking you, Lord, more praising. Hallelujah. That it causes us to fuel. What happens is we're fueling our faith and getting stronger in our faith. And the stronger we are, we become in our faith, then the less we consider. I can be aware of, but I'm not considering it. I'm ignoring it. I'm not considering then these things that's weakening my faith. I'm ignoring them and I'm considering only what God says, only the promise. Only our Father. So thank you today, Holy Spirit, that as we go in this week, we're practicing this place of only considering what you are saying. And so, Father God, I ask that you will cover us as we go in this week. I ask that you will send the legions of your angels to minister to us and to guide us and guard us and instruct us and war on our behalf. Send our warring angels to war on our behalf and go before us, making every crooked path straight, every rough place smooth, and taking us by the hand and leading us victoriously, that all things are working in our favor, that is turning around, that healing and wholeness and wellness and provision, hallelujah, and good news and opportunities, hallelujah, is knocking down our door. We thank you, O God, that with you all things are possible, and we are experiencing heaven on earth in every way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Beshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Laka Shalom. God bless you, and remember, with God, all things are possible. Okay, God bless. Shalom. I see you next week. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.